This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, listener. So before we jump in, I want to invite you to join us in the Facebook group. It's called Tiny Leaps, Simple Personal Development. And I want to invite you because there are some incredible conversations going on in there. Everyone that is a part of the group is a listener of Tiny Leaps or a friend of a listener. And we're all just trying to improve our lives. We're all just trying to take that step forward and move in a direction that we can be proud of and happy with. So I would love to have you as a part of that conversation. All you have to do is go to www.gregclunis.com and click the community tab, or go to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps. I'll see you in the group. In this episode, I want to talk about creativity and where it comes from. Sit back and get ready to paint, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunis, and in today's episode, I want to talk about creativity. Now, part of the reason that I'm so fascinated by this in the current moment is because I'm writing an article on creativity. And specifically, I'm writing an article on the concept of thinking outside the box. You know, this is one of those cliches that you hear all the time when the question of creativity is brought up. Thinking outside of the box is supposed to represent being creative in and of itself. It's supposed to represent your ability to look at what exists as a pattern, look at what your options are, and find something outside of those options. And that's pretty cool on the surface, but the article is really about what is actually outside that box, because I think that that has never been made clear. I think it's gotten to the point where it's become a cliche and it's just something to say, but doesn't actually mean that much and doesn't actually lead to the ability to be more creative. If you are in a rut and you need to embrace creativity, and someone says, think outside the box, that doesn't necessarily give you a practical application of how to become more creative. So that's what I'm trying to tackle in today's episode. So what is creativity? Well, ultimately, creativity is your ability. Being creative is your ability to look at your options, look at the potential solutions for a problem and find something that lies outside of that, to find something that is unique or different in some way from what you would expect your natural reaction to be. That is being creative in a nutshell, in a very simplified basis. And so that then raises the question, how do we do that? Because, you know, we've been talking a little bit now about confirmation bias and how we choose to consume the things that essentially just reinforce what we already believe. And in my opinion, and this is sort of what the article dives into, that is the death of creativity. Because we live in an internet age. We live in an era where information is public for the most part, where we can learn anything we want, where we can do anything we want. We can consume anything we want, again, for the most part. And so that creates a scenario where we have the potential to be exposed to millions of different viewpoints every single day. But we don't. We aren't. More than likely, the sites that show up from your Google searches are going to be websites that confirm what you already believe. More than likely, the people that post on your social networks are going to be people that confirm what you already believe. And this is the confirmation bias at its finest. This is the moment in history that this psychological bias was created for. It's a method of filtration, of finding a massive amount of potential information and weaving through it to find the things that matter to you in your life. Now, how is this the death of creativity? Well, because in my opinion, creativity comes from perspectives. Creativity comes from experiences. On any individual level, we only have our own experience of the world. We only have our own story and our own view of what is important. We can never understand somebody else's viewpoint because we don't have their background. We don't have their story or their perspective on life. Two people can look at the exact same scenario playing out and interpret it in very different ways based on their history, based on their experiences and their perspective of the world. And in many ways, their belief systems. And so, if that is the case, if we are each locked into our own story and we are each locked into our own perspective, then that by itself limits the potential solutions that we can come up with. If a problem arises, we'll have X number of potential solutions that our mind automatically goes to based on the experiences that we have, based on the story that we've been told throughout our life. So then how can we be creative with that problem? How can we find a solution that lives outside of our own story? Well, the answer is clearly to pull influence from someone else's story, to pull influence from somebody else's perspective, from somebody else's experience. Because if you can pull those influences from their story that is holding them back and combine it with your influences from your story that's holding you back, all of a sudden you have enough information to start making decisions that live outside of both of your individual stories. So the confirmation bias is the death of creativity simply because it forces us to consume information and consume people that reinforce what we believe. It never pushes the boundaries of our own world. And if those things are reinforcing what we already believe, it means it's coming from the exact same viewpoint that we are coming from. And so you cannot be creative if you are pulling ideas from people who believe the exact same thing about the world that you do. It's just that simple. So then this raises the question of how do we beat that? How do we go around the confirmation bias? Well, it's a conscious effort. You see, the confirmation bias isn't something that many of us are consciously choosing to do. If you ask 10 people on the street, I would be willing to bet that they would tell you that they are open to other viewpoints and other people's ideas. So it's a subconscious activity. And so in order to combat that, we need to consciously choose to consume information and consume people that contradict us. And that's uncomfortable. And that's exactly why our subconscious takes over. It's in order to protect us from that uncomfortable feeling. But the only way you battle that is to consciously choose to take in that information, to consciously look at somebody else's viewpoint from their view, and see what their story looks like, because that then gives you a better picture of what the real truth of the world is. Now, there, you will probably never fully be able to understand the real truth of the world. And what I mean by that is simply, as soon as something happens, the memory of it is now colored through the perspective of the person who is telling the story. And as a result, the story you hear is never the real accurate information. We don't act on facts, we act on stories. And stories, by its very nature, comes from the perspective of the person delivering the story. And so we will never be able to truly understand the real, raw facts of the world. That is probably not possible. However, we can choose to take in both sides of the information. We can choose to take information from our own viewpoint and the viewpoint of the people we keep around us, as well as information from the other side, the people who we currently push aside and say are crazy or are speaking nonsense. We can choose to understand where they are coming from and why they so strongly believe what they believe. And if we do that, then all of a sudden we have the potential to be creative in our lives. Then all of a sudden we have the potential to solve problems from a creative point of view, because we can go outside of our own view of the world, our own box. And so my argument with this article and with this episode is simply that the statement "think outside the box" really should be "think outside your box," because we're all in boxes. We're all held back by the beliefs and the perspectives and the experiences that we've had throughout our lives. The key is to be willing to step into somebody else's box and look at the world from their point of view, and then take that information back into your own box and combine it with the viewpoint that you have in order to create something that is truly unique from both of you. So, to answer the question, where does creativity come from? Well, it comes from people. It comes from experiences and stories and viewpoints and perspectives. And unless you are willing to accept the views of other people around you, regardless of how different they are from yours, you will never be able to truly embrace creativity. And that's something we all need to struggle through, because the more creative we can be on a day-to-day basis, the better our lives and the better the world will be as a whole. So with that said, I would love to invite you to join the discussion in the private Facebook group. You can do so by going to gregclunas.com and clicking the community tab, or you can do so by going to Facebook and searching for Tiny Leaps. We are well over 200 members now, and we're getting a lot of inbound requests for new members. And so I'm pumped. I think the conversations are just going to get better and better. And I want to make sure that you're a part of that, so that you can share your voice. You can tell us what you feel about your life, about other people's journeys towards improving themselves. And you can help everyone else in the group move forward as a collective. So with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. And until the next episode, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.